let's straighten this out for the audience right now. Simple point. If genes control life, which is the belief, and the genes are in the nucleus of the cell, which is this large organelle inside a cell, and genes control life, then there's a simple fact. If you take the genes out and throw them away, there's no control left, and life should stop. And this process is called enucleation, and I actually did this with my cloned cells, is I destroy the DNA. It's not working at all. It's done. And what happens is the cells still go on and live and still make all the responses that they would.
Oh, no, that's fascinating. You destroyed the DNA in cells.
Yes.
Just to see what would happen, and you're suggesting nothing happened.
Well, it didn't change their behavior. I can tell you exactly what happened at some point. And it's a funny thing about it, because we've been up to now saying that the genes control the cell, as if the genes are the brain of the cell. In fact, many textbooks actually say that. And the fact is, if you take the brain out of an organism and throw it away, by definition, that organism is going to die.
Yes.
And we buy that, but it turns out the genes and the nucleus, it's not the brain, it's the gonad of the cell. It's reproduction. It doesn't have an idea in the world what needs to be turned on and off. The genes are not intelligent, and we've given them this intelligence. So basically it says, well, what happens when you take the genes out and throw it away? And the answer is, at some point, the cell will die because it was using those genes, those blueprints, to replace the building blocks of the machinery of the cell. If I throw away the genes, there's a point where all of a sudden I'll need a protein to do a function, and I won't have the blueprint available, and then at some point, that's when the cell will stop.
All right, this is going to seem a little off track, or maybe it's not. There was this crazy story that I read a few years ago. I've got it in front of me right now, called Mike the Headless Chicken.
Yes.
Now, this chicken had its head cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Only trouble, this is pretty horrible stuff. It didn't die, and the owner kept feeding it by pouring stuff down its headless neck. I swear to God, this is
true.
By pouring food down its headless neck.
Yeah.
And in every other way, this chicken went on to lead a normal, as much as you can without a head, normal life. It's not possible, only it actually happened.
Here's the truth about yourself. I'll tell you what. We could take your digestive tract. I cut it from your mouth out all the way down to the stomach, the guts, all the way down to the rectum. I take it out. If you put it on a table, stick a piece of food in one end, and it will digest the food and eliminate the waste at the other end. It's the controls are built into its own self, so that the process of putting food in will engage all the next steps, and that we now know that things like walking and standing, a lot of that has to do with actual spinal cord information.
Apparently so, which goes back to the brain is sort of everywhere contention, right?
Every cell has a brain. And that's the important thing, and that in your community of cells, that there's a distribution of the workload. I mean, that's what the nature of a community is, to share awareness. That's why the first 3 billion years of life on this planet, there was 3 billion years of living things. You know what? They were all single cells. They were like yeast and bacteria and amoebas and some paramecia and algae.
So then, Doctor, in this headless chicken,
yes,
the spinal cord left intact, and the rest of the chicken was enough for this chicken to function normally as a chicken without a head.
As long as he put the food in there and the chicken didn't have to do any consideration about what it had to do, the rest of it is a mechanical device. It's sort of like people that get put on life support systems. Their brain's not working. The rest, as long as you feed it, the body will continue to run. There's an intelligence throughout the entire body. Every cell is intelligent. That was the nature of, like, the stem cell research. It's like, it's interesting. I would take stem cells from muscular dystrophy patients, put them in a tissue culture, and you know what? They grew better in the tissue culture than they did in the patient. And the reason was, they necessarily weren't having the problem. It was the environment inside the patient that was toxic.
Wow.
And so it's a whole new understanding, and it's very, very important, because it says, look, we are not victims of genes. We can rewrite which genes that we use on a day-by-day, minute-by-minute basis. It's a way of staying alive in a dynamic world, is the ability to change which genes are being read at any time in order so your biology will meet the demands of that world.